Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
Denver Sports Station, 1043 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
We're back. Is the Broncos' next quarterback playing on Saturday evening? Brandon Stokely back in the saddle with me here. Feels, this is the comfort zone here. This is the comfort zone. Getting a lot of reaction on the RamosLaw.com text line pertaining to, you know, all things Broncos ownership, what's next, timeline, who's involved. You know, we're still gathering a lot of the information. So it's going to unfold right in front of us. We just got to be patient.
So, see how it plays out.
Yeah, see how it plays out.
And, but I think it's, you know, I mean, to cut you off there, but it's like the ball's rolling here where everyone now assumes this thing is getting sold, right? I mean, that's just, hey, we don't even say that anymore.
No.
If it gets sold, I mean, it is getting sold. We all feel that way. And it's like, who's going to buy it? Who's going to be a part of the group? How much will, you know, if it's Peyton or John, how much will they be involved and what will it look like? It's a fun time and it's an exciting time. You just hope they get the right guy.
That's right. And, you know, you and I haven't talked about this from the 20,000-foot view, but you could fairly argue that this is the most important offseason in the history of this franchise. When you think of the four legs that hold up an organization, the four pillars, the foundation, owner, general manager, coach, quarterback. The GM has been here for about 375 days. He just put his 1 year in the books last week. And then the other three we're about to find out here in the next 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it could be the most dramatic change in the history of any NFL franchise ever.
That's not exaggerating. I mean, there's a lot of change, certainly. And certainly here, it's, if not the greatest and the most
overhaul, and
you're talking about in a, I don't know, 30, 60 day period, then I don't know when else. I mean, new owner, coach. And we need to find a thing that might draft a quarterback early. Definitely a lot of change and a new direction, and should be exciting, should be fun, but also makes me a little bit nervous. I'm sure Broncos country feels the same way. It's like, okay, we're going to have a new owner. It's going to be nice to see who that is. Guys, he's going to be, how much billions is he going to be worth? It's going to be awesome. But at the same time, you're also like, we don't want Daniel Snyder 2.0.
That's right.
You don't want that type of an owner.
Stephen Ross, you know, down there in Miami.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you want someone. I mean, give me Jerry Jones. I'm good with Jerry. I don't want him to be our general manager, but I like that he's all about winning.
Yep.
He's all about winning.
Whatever's best for the franchise.
That's right. Right. Give me one of those guys.
Fix it to find out. But when it comes to the quarterback.
Who are you talking about?
Is the future Broncos quarterback playing on Saturday evening?
49ers or Packers? Which one?
At 6:15 on Fox.
Feels great, baby.
That's Jimmy G talking to Aaron Andrews.
Aaron Rodgers is the 1A plan. And that's, you know, look, it's been the 1A plan since Slayer told us that was going to be the case on draft night.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So. You, like, start it and then apply a second coat.
Yeah.
Of smear.
Well, I mean, you know, you talked about the four pillars. We would only be looking for one pillar this year.
Rodgers will hold up two pillars like Atlas with the world on his back.
Vic would still have his job.
That's right.
And we'd have our quarterback.
That's right.
And we got our general manager. We'd just be, you know, new owner. That would be it, really.
And it's a plug and play when Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback.
Yeah.
But seriously, Aaron Rodgers is to a lot of people, the 1A plan. For me, it'd be the 1B. okay? But for the organization, you heard from Kliss, it was a week or two ago, saying that Rodgers is the 1A plan, and he said it's head and shoulders the 1A plan, okay? But if you don't get the 1A plan...
Say that again? Who said that?
Kliss.
Kliss said the Broncos...
He said the Broncos' 1A plan is Aaron Rodgers, head and shoulders, and then he said 1B is Russell Wilson. But if you can't get Rodgers, history says you're not going to be able to do that anyway. And you can't get Wilson, and history says that's even more improbable. And you don't love one of these college quarterbacks to draft them in the first round. Could someone like Jimmy Garoppolo be the latest stand-in to be the Broncos quarterback?
I've just read this book too much. I've just seen this movie too many times here in the last 5 years, Zach.
That's more like it. Yeah. You ain't reading any books.
I used to.
Which one?
Go on vacation.
Boxcar Children? Choose Your Own Adventure?
Paw Patrol. Wiggles.
Paw Patrol. Be there on the double.
What was the other one with the...
No job too big, no pup too small.
Ming too. Look. I'm tired of it. Like, what do we really think we're going to do with Jimmy G as our quarterback? Zach, like, what would you really think we could do here with Jimmy Garoppolo as our quarterback?
Not much more than the Broncos did this past year.
That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, could he get to 9 wins this year with Jimmy G?
Let me ask you, what do you think the Broncos record was? I proposed this to Matt Smith yesterday and answered the question myself. What do you think the Broncos...
You proposed it and answered it?
Yeah. I asked him the question, then weighed in.
Okay.
My answer. I'm going to ask you the same question
here. Okay.
What would the Broncos record be this year? Everything's the same, except Jimmy Garoppolo's your quarterback instead of Teddy Bridgewater.
What was the Broncos record this year? They went 7? Stinking Broncos. Cost me money.
The look of dejection on your face when you were reminded that your pocket got hit.
I mean, I already spent it after starting 3-0. I already spent it after starting 3-0. Right? I mean, it's a layup. What were the odds that you were going to get over 8.5 when they started 3-0, Zach?
Probably 85%.
Right.
Because your playoff odds when you start 3-0 are 75%.
Right.
You know what? That's too bad.
That's enough, Richie.
You took the over, huh?
Yeah, I took the over.
This is really my fault.
I took the over. 8 wins, maybe 9.
How'd that work out?
Not good. I'm chasing. I'm in chase mode right now.
Uh-oh.
It's all good. Sometimes you make your best decisions when you're in chase mode. Sometimes you don't, though.
Sometimes you don't.
Just dig the hole a little bit bigger. Right. I think 8 or 9, Zach, is really it. I really do. I don't think Jimmy G is a quarterback to put a team on his back, and carry them to wins week in and week out. Can he look good in spurts and moments? Yes. But he also can look awful. And I think that's with a pretty stinking good roster there in San Francisco. And I think it's an offense that's set up like tailor-made towards him with a really good running game.
Yes.
And he can play off of that. They don't ask him to win football games. For him. Now, look, the drive against the Rams.
It's terrific.
Terrific, man. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback. He can make some plays. That was awesome. But, oh, my gosh. The interception against the Rams when they were going in to win the game.
I was getting Super Bowl flashbacks.
Yes. The interception against the Cowboys there.
Whew.
I mean, just airmailed the wide open receiver right into the guy. I mean, just things like
that's
that.
What
he
I was
does
thinking
that
of,
week
that
in and week out.
When he airmailed it, I'm seeing Emmanuel Sanders striking down the field.
Yeah. And
in the Super Bowl.
So, and plus, Zach, he's always hurt. You can't rely on him. You can't count on him. He's got another injury this week. Like, a shoulder. Now he's got a finger. Just like, dude. So you can't really trust him and rely on him because he's hurt a lot. And he makes decisions and bad that just have you scratching your head, it seems like, every week in crucial moments. that's just not the guy for me, man. It's just not the guy for me. Like, what's the end game here? I'm with you. I mean, like, what's the end game here? Where are we going to get with Jimmy G? Is he gonna take us to the playoffs? I really don't think so. Could he? Yeah, but that's going to be it. Give me something with more upside. Give me something with more potential. Let's swing the bat. Let's stop sitting there and taking ball. Like, you got to swing the bat. You either got to go for an upper echelon guy or you got to get one in the draft. These middle-of-the-road quarterbacks just aren't going to work. That's a Band-Aid. Why do you think San Fran wants to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo? They can't trust him to stay healthy or to make the right decisions in crucial moments. That's why they moved up into Trey Lance.
They know him better than anyone.
Thank you. They knew they needed an upgrade there. They could only get so far with Jimmy. It was time for them to start looking, which I respect. Like, they swung the bat.
They did.
And they had that guy.
In a big way, yeah.
And they had him.
And it may not work out. But they knew that Jimmy wasn't good enough.
That's right.
And it may not work out with the next guy.
I mean, so, like, how do you feel about Jimmy G with the Broncos next year? And I mean, it's not going to be cheap.
Exactly. You're going to have to give something up for him. I think this would be just the latest installment of what it has already been for years. But I could actually see the Broncos going down this road. Like what I think and what the Broncos think, I could actually see them going down this road. Stoke, I think if Jimmy G was the quarterback of the Broncos this past year, I think they'd finish with the exact same record. The exact same record. I think they'd be 7-10. You know how many touchdowns Jimmy G threw this year? Kyle Shanahan's his OC.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle dials things up.
He really does.
Schemes things up where guys are just open. 14.
No, he threw 20.
Okay.
He threw 20 in 15 games. I don't want to reduce Jimmy G's success totally down to Kyle Shanahan, but I don't think he would come here and even have the same success he's having in San Francisco, which wasn't a lot. It's 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. It's not even a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. But I could actually see the Broncos doing this. Because those pie in the sky, the Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, like, we're holding out hope. But we cannot find another example in NFL history of what the Broncos and what Broncos country are hoping to happen this offseason. You just can't find it. So if that doesn't happen and you don't love one of the quarterbacks in the draft, I don't know if you saw Mike Kliss's tweet from yesterday morning. There was someone, it was a former NFL executive tweeting, he said, I've never seen a more average group of quarterbacks be touted as first rounders in my life. And Mike Kliss, who's going to join us a little bit later in the show, quote tweeted that and said, expect the Broncos to be in the trade for veteran market once again.
Yeah.
Mike doesn't just tweet things. He's very close to the team. He hears things, right?
Yeah.
Long-standing, connected, but he's also works for the team partner. He knows stuff. So I pay attention when Mike tweets stuff like that.
Certainly.
It was unprompted. No one tweeted at Mike. He just said, opportunity to just say this. So unless you get Russell or Rodgers, tea leaves are pointing to, and maybe it's a red herring from George Payton and they are going to take a quarterback. Who the hell knows? But if it's not the case and you're back in that same market, I could actually see the Denver Broncos going down this road of Jimmy Garoppolo.
I could see him too. I mean, because if you don't like any quarterbacks in the draft, you think they're all going to be overdrafted, they're overpriced, overvalued. What are your other options, Zach? I mean, it's not Drew Lock. So what are your other choices? Really, you don't have many other choices.
Bring back Teddy.
Right. I mean,
it's like that's actually a viable option.
Yeah. It is, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it is. And that's the road that they might go down. And if you ask me if it's Teddy or Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't know. I mean, both of them make me nauseated, Zach.
Nauseated? Stomach.
Yeah, yeah, just like. But here's the other issue with Jimmy Garoppolo. Gosh, I pray they don't do this. Because people's expectations and hopes will be up,
they will be let down. See the press conference. Hey, he's a proven winner.
Prime.
He's in his prime. We saw him go win a playoff game last year.
Went to the Super Bowl.
2 years ago, he's playing in the Super Bowl. Stoke, So it's just
it was great, baby.
It's just a Joe Flacco talking points
kind of. Case Keenum.
Case Keenum.
Just yep.
You can see him
repeat.
Just reshaped.
Here's the other kicker here that I want to make you aware of. He's going into the last year of his contract.
He is.
Next year, 2022 is the last year of his contract. Now, he's making $24 million bucks for a quarterback. That's perfect. I mean, that's not a ton of money.
Nope.
You got a cap hit of $26 million, okay?
It's really good in today's age.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. But guess what? You're going to have to trade for him, so you have to give something up. I mean, are you giving up a first-rounder for him? Would you have to give up a first-rounder?
You will if they win on Saturday night. It's a ninth overall pick.
See, more we talk about it. No. If you give up the ninth overall pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, you're absolutely out of your stinking mind. You're out of your mind.
So
I'm just telling you, if you give up the ninth overall pick for Jimmy Garoppolo,
I agree with you, partner. I agree with you.
I'll have a heart attack. But I can see it happening because quarterbacks are overvalued. If you're in a desperate people do desperate things. And the Broncos are desperate for a quarterback.
And they'd have to redo a deal, whether it's a 3-year deal, guaranteed.
That's what I'm going to get to. You just let me finish my thoughts.
Oh, is that what we're doing now? We're letting each other finish their thoughts.
That I started.
New year, new you.
I mean, I start the whole thing off, and then you just try to take the ending and write the ending.
Maybe start the whole thing off.
I started the whole thing talking about the last year of his contract, talking about you're going to have to trade for him. What would that look like? And now I'm about to finish it with the mic drop and the cherry on top, and then you steal the thunder once again.
Is this like a monologue? Am I supposed to be like on the piano on the sidekick, like for Conan?
A monologue.
Yeah.
Monologue. I don't know about if it's a monologue, but it's just me just giving the people what they want. Is that a monologue?
It's you bumping your gums. Now, keep going.
Okay, drink that coffee up. Drink. How is that?
I need a little something extra in it to deal with you again.
Yeah, see?
Let's bash Bailey's here on a Thursday.
I mean, it's afternoon. What's wrong with that? Now you're going to have to extend him. You're not going to trade for him.
That's what I just said.
And, but you didn't say it as good as I'm going to say it. You're not going to trade for somebody going to the last year of the contract and it's a quarterback and not extend him.
Right.
And not redo his deal. So now what is that going to look like, Zach? Holy cow. He's going to be making profit because he's got all the leverage.
Right.
So you didn't say that.
Nope,
I didn't. So you weren't going to say it.
I was not.
That's why I cut you off because I was going to give the people more intel and info here. But what would the number be, Zach? Do you think you have to pay average a year? 30?
For a new deal? Yeah.
Right?
I mean, probably high 20s.
Yeah.
You know, 27 to 30.
60, 70 guaranteed?
Yep.
75. I mean, Kirk Cousins got his whole thing guaranteed. So Jimmy has all the leverage. You're going to have to extend him, and you're going to have to pay him a ton of money. Now he's going to be killing your cap, and he's going to be taking up a lot of money. The more we go down this road, the darker it becomes for me. Go ahead. You got anything to say on it? Go for it. Stealing all my stuff. Once again.
Golly. Got a text from Brock Huard here.
From Brocky.
From former quarterback at Washington. Spent some time with you in Indianapolis, backing up Peyton, calls games for the NFL. Said, why is Stokes so mad? What did the mornings do to him?
The mornings made me happy. And now I'm in the afternoon, so I'm sad and depressed again, Brock.
I don't have the patience.
Okay,
so
that's where I'm at.
Man, I like your attitude.
I'm telling you. The mornings.
Stokely's got to work all the way till 2 today.
Yeah, I know.
Pour one out.
Yep.
Say a prayer for Stoke. He's got to work till 1:58 today.
Schlereth better watch his back.
Pour one out.
Got that.
Do we have the response from Schlereth?
Yes. Oh,
so
you're lucky. So, if I didn't say anything.
You don't worry about me. You just sit in there. Okay. Sit in your box.
Okay. All right. My bad. Sorry.
We had a promo running. Of you taking, did it actually run? I don't know if it actually, it did a little bit. This is a promo we had running of
did
you
it run?
Taking shot.
What do you think? Did it run? Of course it ran.
What is wrong with you, dude? This is our promo here.
After a long season of calling games, Stink took a little vacation to recharge. Stoke agreed to sit in next to Evans in Schlereth's absence. But the Raging Cajun showed little respect for the man he was replacing.
I thought Schlereth was some big offensive lineman. He's a grinder. No, he's a prima donna. He's not one of those true offensive linemen, those grinders. That's not Schlereth. He's a prima donna.
Day after day, the disrespect continued.
You know, Raj just popped in, our boss. I think Mike's trying to work a trade out to get me to the morning show.
Well, tomorrow, Stink is back.
I'm 100% with Stokely.
Just kidding, Stink.
I'd say watch your ass.
Mark Schlereth returns tomorrow morning, and we think he's got a little something for Brandon Stokely.
On his own
drop
show.
Drop the elbow on his head.
You just came in and just sat right down on his couch and just said, my house.
That's right. Went into the fridge, grabbed whatever I wanted.
That's right.
And put my feet up on his coffee table. Took my shoes off.
Don't miss the return of Mark Schlereth for his first public thoughts on the Broncos coaching search right here on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
That's pretty good.
I didn't hear it. I've never heard that.
That's pretty
like
good.
It. Did a good job. Yeah.
Pretty
I like
good.
It. I like it.
Now, Stink, I guess, and I didn't hear this, but I think he was retaliating a little bit this morning.
Any comments for Stoke?
No, you know.
Ty can record these and pass them along to Richie for later.
I mean, you know, little Stoke. I mean, I respect the game. I respect the game. You know, you come in, you got to come in blazing. You got to come in hot. I get that. I mean, that's part of the deal, little fella.
He loved coming in this every morning. He loved it. He's like, yeah, this is great. You know, I get to go golfing later and get to go to my cigar shop. Although people were like, even saying, hey, is Stink going to come back? Otherwise, maybe you should take that custom made headphone box off the table. And Stoke made fun of that.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Stoke can make fun of whatever he wants to make fun of. That's not. Hey, listen. What's the rule here? Wolves don't concern themselves with the opinion of sheep.
Good point. That's why we're the wolf pack.
Yeah, that's right.
I love Mike. How Mike throws himself into being the wolf pack.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I love how he did that. Stink really didn't have any really good comebacks there. Just kind of nothing.
Kind of fell flat.
I mean, I was throwing haymakers all week at him. All week. And that's all I got. That was it. But I like it. Mark respects that. He respects when you take shots at him, and he knows
sounded unprepared.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, look, when you step into the ring with Tyson, you sound and you look unprepared, and that's what happened.
And he's
to
been
Mark.
In Hawaii,
right? He's off his game.
You know, I think it was Marvin Hagler said it's tough to get up and do road work at 5 a.m. when you're sleeping in silk sheets.
That's right. Yeah,
he was unprepared.
No, yeah, caught him slipping, and you know.
Love it.
That's what happens.
Love it. I'm going to bounce a couple quarterback scenarios off of you pertaining to Jimmy G, like Jimmy G or fill in the blank. We're going to do that here in just a couple minutes. But first, one of the godfathers of the game. Not talking about Sandy Clough. I'm on Mel Kiper.
Oh.
Stokey put out his first mock draft. What do you make of his pick for the Broncos at 9th overall? I'll bounce it off you coming up next.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Mel Kiper put out his first mock draft. It's officially hashtag mock season.
I love it. And I love Mel and Todd.
Yes.
Those are...
love those two.
Daniel Jeremiah is great. Those three, and I love draft season. I love mock drafts. I'm here for it. What, Broncos have the 9th pick?
Yep.
Okay, can I guess when you get to...
I wonder if Mike Mayock's going to put out a mock.
I think Mike Mayock might take a year off and just take a deep breath and then get back into it next year probably.
Can you do me a favor and take your hood down?
This
dude's got his hood on with the earphones over like he's Marshall Mathers about to lay something down.
It's B-Rabbit.
That's B-Rabbit over there.
There we go. Mom's spaghetti. Bam.
Do you have the darn...
It's comfortable, man. It's like really comfortable. Like this little jacket sweater deal I have on. is so comfortable. And then when you put it over your ears, you know, it's just, it makes you feel good.
Okay, what brand is it?
Peter Millar.
Peter Millar.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Get the week 7-18 picks out, please, real quick. Get your little notebook out real quick.
All right. This is our picks from the last season, from the last week of. You want me to go through them week by week, game by game?
I just want our differences, yep.
Dallas-Philly. I had Dallas. You had Philly. I'm up one.
Crap.
Green Bay-Detroit. I had Green Bay. You had Detroit.
Ooh.
Come on, Green Bay.
Take some stones to pick the Lions.
Come on, Jordan Love. I mean, it doesn't take stones when you knew Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to play. I didn't know. I thought they would still beat him.
Dude, we picked at the same time. I didn't, like, punch my ticket right before kickoff. It was on a Friday.
Yeah, I understand, Zach. But it was widely reported that Aaron Rodgers might not play at all.
Then why'd you pick the Packers?
I still thought they should beat the stinking Lions with Jordan Love. That's why.
And a lot of credit goes to Zach.
Thank you.
And they lost that game. Okay. On to Saints-Falcons. Well, you know who I picked.
You hate the Falcons.
I picked the Saints.
You did.
And the Saints won. I'm up one.
I regret that.
Afternoon games. Oh. Rams. 49. Rams were up 17-0, Zach. I had the Rams. Looking to close you out if I win it.
Mm.
What happened? Where you at, Matthew Stafford?
How'd that work out?
You had the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo throws a pick.
Mm.
Late.
Mm.
He's got to go like 90 yards in 10 seconds with no timeout. Somehow he does it.
Yeah, I don't know how he
did it. I had lunch in my grasp, and it's taken from me. Zach, we're back to even, buddy.
Okay.
We're back to even.
Okay.
We got one more difference, Zach.
Oh, my gosh.
One more.
Oh, my gosh.
One more different game.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you guess what game it was? This is just fitting.
Was it Seahawks-Cardinals?
No.
Dolphins-Patriots?
Come on, next, which game would be the most fitting for me this year, Zach?
Oh, my God, the Raiders.
Yes, the Raiders.
And you picked the Chargers.
And I picked the Chargers. And you picked the Raiders. The Raiders screwed me again. Gosh, I hate the Raiders so much. I hate the Raiders so stinking much. And it just solidified more the last week of the season. They just stuck the knife in my back once again. Zach, once again, they did it to me.
God.
I owe you lunch, buddy, and I will be paying up with pizza next week.
Yes.
Came down to the Raiders game.
Yes.
And I guess I deserve it. You know, they screwed me all year.
It's poetic.
It is. And that's the last game of the season. And the way that game ended.
Oh, my God.
And
Game of the year candidate.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go, buddy. I lost.
Love it. Love it.
Bad year for me. Bad year.
Yep, bad year.
Bad year?
Bad year.
All you can do is try to bounce back next year. I'll be ready. I'll be more focused. I'll have a good offseason.
Mel Kiper has put out his first mock draft. What do we make of his pick for the Denver Broncos? Broncos picking at 9. Mel Kiper got him sitting right there. Got him sitting right there. You want to hear the first 9 picks or the first 8 picks?
Yeah, that might help.
Okay.
Please.
Pick number 1, Aiden Hutchinson. It seems like he's either 1 or 2 on everyone's board. The defensive end from Michigan. Mel's got the Jags taking him number 1. Kayvon Thibodeau, the defensive end from Oregon. He goes number 2 to the Lions.
Those are like the first 2 picks, right?
Yep.
You could flip-flop them.
Yep.
And then be throwing a little action on Hutchinson.
Ooh.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Why not? You
can revisit that.
Yeah.
The Texans are at number 3. They take Evan Neal, the big tackle there, offensive tackle from Alabama.
Okay.
All right. Then you get to the 4th pick. Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, gets selected by the New York Jets. Now the Giants are on the clock with the 5th overall pick. Broncos sitting there at 9, just a couple picks before. The Giants, according to Mel Kiper's first mock draft, bear with me here, they take the offensive tackle from NC State, Akeem Ekwonu.
What does it start with?
E-K-W-O-N.
Akeem E. Just go like Albert O. Akeem E.
Ekwonu.
Ekwonu. Okay.
Then the Panthers are on the clock at number 6. They select Charles Cross, another offensive tackle.
Wow.
From Mississippi State. And the Giants are back on the clock.
They have what picks do they have? Sorry.
They have the 5th and the 7th pick. And they got their pick number 7 from Chicago. They take David Ojabo, the outside linebacker from Michigan, at 7th overall.
So wow, top 10 Michigan picks players
from Michigan.
Wow.
Then you get to the 8th.
Now, I wonder if Jim Harbaugh's trying to get out of town.
Yeah.
Sees the writing on the wall. He's not a dummy.
He is not. You got the Falcons picking at 8. They select Derek Stingley Jr., a cornerback from the Bayou there in LSU.
Okay.
There the Broncos are.
Huh, perfect. There hasn't been a quarterback taken?
Has not been a quarterback taken.
Let's go. It's game time, baby. It's game time. We're going to get the next Dan Marino out of Pitt.
Mm.
Mr. Pickett. What's his first name? Not Kyle. What's his first name?
Jalen. Or excuse me, Kenny. Kenny Pickett.
Jalen. No, yeah, Kenny Pickett. I want that guy, quarterback, Kenny Pickett, out of Pitt. Hopefully he's the next Dan Marino. We get the first quarterback, to any of them that we want. One hasn't been taken. I don't care what people say. Like every year, it's like quarterbacks will be overdrafted. I guarantee you one of these guys is going to be pretty good. One of them will be. Pick one of them. Let's go. That's perfect scenario. I love it. Let's go with Pickett out of Pitt. He had a great year this year, and that's who I would take, and that's who I would hope the Broncos would take. Who did Mel Kiper have him taken, Zach?
Mel Kiper has the Denver Broncos with the 9th overall pick, selecting N'Kobe Dean, inside linebacker, Georgia.
Say what? Oh, I like him. I was about to boo that pick, but no. That's a bad man. Sideline to sideline. I like him.
Flies around. You saw him in the championship game.
Yeah.
Kid is so impressive.
I want a quarterback, though, Zach. You talk to me about inside linebacker, sideline to sideline, hitter, thumper, all that stuff. We need a quarterback. Like, do you agree? Like, what's your thought process here if we're at 9 and we're staring at all the quarterbacks on the board? We can have our pick. What's your thought process there?
So if you are in the market for a quarterback on draft night, that must mean that you didn't trade for a veteran beforehand, right? Because that's the first step. Free agency, trades, that happens before the draft. Case Keenum was here before the draft. Joe Flacco was here before the draft. So I'm going to assume that the Broncos didn't address the position. Is that fair?
Well, okay. What happens if it's Aaron Rodgers? Or what happens if it's if it's Jimmy G or Kirk Cousins? You still got to try to find another one. Like, John had Peyton Manning. He still drafted Brock in the second round.
But either of those guys, you're probably going to have to give up a first-round pick either Cousins or Jimmy G.
Oh.
Jimmy G is not going – you're not going to get Jimmy G for anything less than a second. Do you agree with that?
Probably, yes. Yes. I'm hanging up on Lynch if he asks for that 9th pick.
You're hanging up on the Ring of Famer.
Yeah. I'm hanging up on Lynch if he asks for that 9th pick. And I tell him if he does that, talks that nonsense, we're taking his dang name down out of the Ring of Fame. No 9th pick for Jimmy Garoppolo. Come on.
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me?
You know, so.
Okay, so what do you think about, what are you thinking? You didn't get Aaron Rodgers. You didn't get Russell Wilson. You didn't get Deshaun Watson, okay? Let's just put it that way.
Did you get Kirk?
I don't really care. Yeah, you still got your first round pick and you got, I don't know, just give me your dang thoughts.
Gosh. I would like, if there is no quarterback taken off the board and the Broncos did not address it in an appreciable way with those top guys, Russell, Rodgers, Deshaun, and I am throwing Kirk Cousins in there.
Okay.
And I'd like to elaborate a little bit why I'm putting them not in that class, but okay, in the same school.
He played great this year.
I would be perfectly fine taking the first quarterback off the board. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, say it anyway, you got to love him. Right? You got to love him. You got to trust George Payton. But if George Payton took a quarterback at 9, I know I would be personally excited. Just like a shot of life in the arm here in Broncos country.
And that's the one position, even if you have a Kirk Cousins, a Jimmy Garoppolo, you can double down on it, right? you can double down and go with a young guy. Now, if you get Aaron Rodgers, you're probably going to want to go all in. You probably want to take a linebacker like Neal because you're in a Super Bowl window.
Yes, yes.
So you're thinking Super Bowl, so let's get guys around this guy and help him out right now.
But there's a flaw with that. There's a flaw with that logic. And I'll tell you what it is next.
Stokely and Zach on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Like a G, I hold it down for the town. I'm at, in a flash like that. Recognize I'm back. Strike a match, catch a pie. And a moment I decide. That's enough for all your lies. Boy, you blood just died. Step inside, super fly to the
So we're just talking. We know that that choice will, if it's a free agent or a veteran, that choice is going to happen before draft night. And we're just talking about Mel Kiper's pick there at 9 for the Broncos. He has the Denver Broncos picking N'Kobe Dean, the inside linebacker from Georgia, who just looks awesome. Read you Mel's description here in a minute, why he's got that happening the way that he does. But going into the break, you said, look, if it's a guy like Aaron Rodgers, if you get a guy like Aaron Rodgers, then you do select a guy like N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker from Georgia. You're not going to have picks, especially in the first round, if you do end up getting Aaron Rodgers.
Very true.
And we got to keep that in mind in terms of just the investment, what you can do, what you can't do if things fall the way that you want them to fall. Now, I think that we would love if Rodgers was the Broncos' future quarterback, and I think you'd be down to give up pretty much. I mean, what wouldn't you give up, right?
A lot.
You'd give up a lot, right? So would I. I just any new vibe on Rodgers?
No, I mean, I just think it gets the further we get away from, you know, draft night when we were so excited. We've already smeared him. We don't need to do it again. First day back for him. We'll take it light on him. The further we get away from that day, the less likely. It's like the odds for me are dwindling less and less and less and less. That he.
I don't appreciate that.
I just don't see it happening. He's got a great situation there. Seems like they're listening to him a little bit more. It seems like he got their attention. They woke up. And they woke up in a big way. They got him Randall Cobb. Now they're going to have to re-sign Davante Adams. But I just don't see it happening.
Why is, and we're going to be joined by Mike here, Mike Kliss, in just a few minutes. Why is Aaron Rodgers head and shoulders above Russell Wilson as the 1A plan for the Denver Broncos?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, Russell Wilson's younger. He hasn't had his best year this year. He didn't finish off last year playing great football.
Right.
I don't know. I you look at Aaron Rodgers and the way he throws the football, it's pretty special. Russell Wilson's pretty special also. But so I don't know. I don't know why Aaron Rodgers over Russell Wilson. I mean, they both have their positives and probably both have some negatives there. Why would you think?
They just must just be fans of Rodgers more at the position, so much so that would be the case. Because for me, it doesn't make sense that it would be the case from a pure contract standpoint, because they're both going to break the bank. It doesn't make sense from a timeline in terms of how much game they have left, like
age.
Like, let me ask you a question: is Russell Wilson a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes,
I think he's a bum.
Richie, what in the world?
We're talking about Mr. Unlimited.
He said that was Aaron. Wasn't me.
Look, Unlimited.
Russell Wilson is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is Russell Wilson still in his prime?
Should be
right. Is Aaron Rodgers a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Is Aaron Rodgers still in his prime?
No, but he's still, I mean.
Rodgers still isn't in his prime?
Well, I mean, like, prime? I mean, I think he's towards the end. I mean, is he playing great football? Yes, but when I think of prime, I'm thinking like middle of your career. That's kind of what I'm thinking about.
I actually think Aaron Rodgers is playing the best football of his whole career right now.
Look, he played great, but that doesn't mean he's in the prime of his career, does it?
It does.
It does.
When you go win the MVP for a second straight year.
Okay. The way that I look at it, and I guess you could look at it differently, is like, you know, he's more towards the latter part of his career here, so he's not like in the middle of his prime. Now, is he playing great football? Yeah, Tom Brady played great football, but to me, he's not in his prime.
So Richie just said that in my ear. He said, is Tom Brady in his prime? Because he's going to be runner-up to win MVP.
Look at you, Richie.
I get it. I get what you're saying.
That's ridiculous. And I see. I know you're taking shots at me there when you said those two things.
No, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's why you know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not.
Because you're taking a shot at me because you know.
I'm not taking
a shot. See, men lie, women lie, but the analytics don't.
I'm not taking a shot. You did
talking
say.
Talking about the MVP stuff.
Hey, well, it's still, you know, minus 150, get your Brady thing.
No, it was plus, bro. Plus 150. Plus. Big difference.
And it's interesting we're talking about Russell because it was last year. You're like, hey, hop on this train because Russell's going to win the MVP.
I did do the Russell, and that's why I know that he, right after I did it.
He's never got an MVP vote. He's going to win it, the whole thing this year.
Yeah, that was bad. That was on me. I'll take that up.
Well, you're stacking them now.
But I want to have that Brady MVP conversation at some point. Go ahead. He's getting screwed here. He's getting screwed. I don't understand, like, all of a sudden, like, it's the mass of humanity. Once they start going in one direction right now, like, even if, like, they don't, like, people won't even look at the data here. People don't even look at the facts. And the facts say that Brady had a much better year than Aaron Rodgers. Overall. More yards, more touchdowns, more completions. I mean, like, what else are we looking for? Because Aaron Rodgers had four interceptions? That's it? I mean, so we're giving it to him on that? I just don't get it, but I want to get into that a little bit more at some point. Go ahead.
I think you just did.
Well, I got more to say. I could say more here. But
basically what I was trying to say is if we both agree that we're talking about two quarterbacks who are first ballot Hall of Famers, who are both arguably in their prime, right, we can go back and forth about Roger, but he's going to win the MVP for a second straight year, only the maybe sixth person in NFL history to do it. Wouldn't you go with the guy that's like more than a half a decade younger?
Yeah, but what do you think the difference is between the two? As far as play, what's the price going to be? I think all that comes into play until you even have a choice in the matter.
No, that's a good point. But I'm saying in a perfect world, who would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? In a perfect world, if you could have them both.
I would need to know how much Aaron Rodgers is committed to playing.
Rodgers wants to play another 4 years. Russell wants to play another 10.
Wow. I think I would have to go with Russell Wilson.
That's where my mind goes
to. Give me the 10.
Even if Rodgers is a little bit better.
Right.
Yes. You're going to be in the mix for a Super Bowl for the next decade with Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
I love Aaron Rodgers. If I had to win a game today, I'm probably picking Aaron Rodgers. But timelines matter.
Yep.
Interesting conversation. Maybe I'll put a poll out here during the break. In a perfect world, who would you rather have? You can follow us on Twitter. Stokely's at bstokely14. I am at Byesline. What is the latest in the Broncos interviews today? And why did Mike Kliss tell us that Rodgers was head and shoulders ahead of Russell Wilson in terms of the Broncos' plan A and plan B? We'll check in with Mike coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.